Do you have this nagging feeling you're not doing enough and feel you need to do more? That's the topic I'm answering in this week's Working With podcast. Hello and welcome to episode 80 of the Working With podcast, a podcast created to answer all your questions about productivity, GTD, time management, self-development and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin and I am your host for this show. In this week's episode, it's all about that annoying feeling we all get from time to time where no matter how much we do, each day we still feel we haven't done enough and our brain is telling us we should be doing more. Today I'll explain how you can quieten down this voice. But before we get into this week's question, I have some very exciting news for you all. My complete guide to creating a successful life course is now 50% lower. This course was inspired by my journey from training to be a lawyer and discovering I had made a huge mistake and what I did to change my life and my career and ending up doing something I love doing every single day. So if you feel unhappy with where you are today and want to make some big changes in your life, then this course is definitely for you. I don't often promote this course, so this is a great opportunity for you to get yourself enrolled now and start learning how to turn around your life so you can start doing what you love doing. Full details are in the show notes together with a video about my story and why I passionately believe anyone can turn things around, whatever their current situation. Okay, on to this week's question, and that means it's now time for me to hand you over to the Mystery Podcast voice for this week's question.
This week's question comes from Tony. Tony asks, "Hi Carl, could you do a podcast on the feeling of needing to do more? I eat the big frogs, do a bunch of other stuff, and still feel I need to do, even if the tasks aren't critical or important. Must do that day tasks."
Great question, Tony. First off, I should confess, I used to have this problem too. It was most noticeable when I began getting up earlier and doing all my writing and creative tasks before 9 a.m. Although I was still doing around about 10 hours or so of work each day, because I was getting my work done by 2 or 3 p.m. in the afternoon, I felt I had not done enough and felt I should be doing more. It was an unpleasant feeling. It left me feeling quite guilty. In the end, I came up with a simple solution. I knew I was doing a lot of work, yet my feeling was I wasn't. So I began writing in my journal exactly what I had done that day. So for example, if I wrote my blog post, as soon as it was written, I would take 20 seconds and write that in my journal. That went for anything I did that was not immediately noticeable. Of course, teaching a class or attending a meeting was in my calendar, but a lot of my work is done on a computer and so it is not immediately obvious what I have done. By writing a list of what I had done, I could see as the day progressed the list getting bigger and bigger, and if I ever felt I had not done enough, all I had to do was take a look at my journal and see a long list of things I had done. That solved the problem for me, and it is still something I do today. However, I think this goes a little deeper. One of the reasons I started doing the 2+8 prioritization system was because I wanted to make sure that the important things were getting done each day. One of the reasons we feel we're not doing enough is because it is true, we are not doing enough. Enough of the important things, that is. It is very easy to lose control of the day and end up running around reacting to other people's priorities and issues, leaving the work that is important to us undone. When we get to the end of the day and we think about what we have done for the day, we feel we've done nothing, and that's because we haven't moved anything forward that is important to us. The 2+8 prioritization technique solves this because it gives you a total of 10 tasks that you identify that are important to you. two of which are critical must-do objective tasks. This then gives you a focus for the day, and it still allows you enough flexibility to manage other people's issues as they arise. What happens when you practice the 2+8 prioritization technique is you get to choose what you work on each day. The night before, you sit down with your list of work that needs doing and identify what tasks would have the biggest positive impact on your projects and goals. Pick 10 of those and make it a priority to complete them. No excuses. When you do complete them, you know you've had a productive day and you've done enough. Of course, if you have time and you still have enough energy, then you can go into your next actions list and start completing some of those tasks. But the important thing is you are doing the 10 tasks you decided were important to complete that day, and you do whatever it takes to complete them. Sometimes I think we're a little hard on ourselves. We're not machines. We are human beings. There are days we get plenty of sleep, wake up the next day and feel fantastic. And there are days we don't get enough sleep, or we wake up with a bad cold or in a bad mood and our energy is rather low. That's natural, and it's just something we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. A lot of the time, it is really just about doing whatever you can based on your feeling and mood that day. Hopefully, you have more good days than bad. This is really why it's important that you take care of your health. Eat healthily, get enough sleep, and exercise. If you really want to be performing at your best every day and getting all the things that are important to you done, then these are important things that should be put on your calendar. There's a reason why super successful people like Tim Cook, Sir Richard Branson, and Jack Dorsey exercise every day. They understand that to perform at their very best, they have to take care of their health and well-being. You get a lot more done, you feel good, and it gives you a routine every day that encourages great work and more consistent moods and energy levels. With all that said, the biggest change you could make, Tony, is make sure every day you have a plan. Plan out what you want to accomplish for the day, and when done making the plan, tell yourself if you complete all those 10 tasks, not including your regular routine tasks, you will have had a very productive day. Now, don't be greedy and give yourself too many tasks. I spent years figuring out that all you need is 10 important tasks per day to move all the right things forward. When you start being greedy and plan 15 to 20 tasks a day, you're going to find yourself rescheduling a lot of tasks, and that will make you feel you're not doing enough. Be realistic. Stick to the 10 tasks. You're going to be interrupted. You are going to be dragged off into other people's crises. That's just part of life. One of the things I remind myself of regularly is that Rome was not built in a day, and that all great work takes time. Doing a little every day soon builds up, and that's how you complete those big projects. It's how skyscrapers are built, it's how books are written, and how, in my case, online courses are made. They're not made in a day, and you need to understand that doing a little every day will take you towards the finish line on almost everything you decide to do, eventually. One final tip is to make sure you focus on one thing at a time. I know I have just said doing a little each day soon creates a finished project. Another reason you may be feeling you're not doing enough is because you're doing too much on too many things at once. This is something I used to do. I used to have multiple projects ongoing at any one time, and this meant the time I spent on each was very small. This left me feeling I wasn't doing enough. To change that, I realized I needed to focus on less each month. These days, I practice a system where I am working on one big project every 6 weeks. I know most big projects will take no more than 6 weeks to complete, and so I only have that one big project ongoing at any one time. This means I can focus all my energies on that project. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not doing anything else. I'm still doing all my regular content, but it also means in between doing that work, I'm working on that one project. It helps me stay focused on the important things, and I know that something special will be finished every 6 weeks. Now, for this to work, you do need to plan ahead a little. I planned out my whole year with particular focus in the first two or three projects at the beginning of the year. I left the second half of the year flexible because I know things and situations change over time. But I do still have a list of projects I want to complete this year, and each quarter I review my list and decide which two projects I will work on in the next quarter. At the end of the day, it all comes down to having a realistic plan for the day, making sure you have enough flexibility built in to handle other stuff that will come your way. Then giving yourself credit and knowing that if you do complete your plan for the day, you will have had a very productive day. So Tony, don't be hard on yourself. Make sure you complete your 2+8 priority tasks each day, and know that as long as you complete these, you will have had a very productive day. Thank you for your question, and thank you all for listening. Don't forget, if you have a question you would like me to answer on this podcast, all you have to do is get in touch either by email or by DMing me on Facebook or Twitter. All the links are in the show notes. It just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.